Now to the Diamond Factory ticket hotline, folks.
I pressed go.
Where's his bus?
The ticket.
Let me check.
Hello?
Ask him.
Where are you?
El Paso.
Hey, everybody, it's Corby.
Are you on or off?
We are on. We are literally entering the city limits as we speak. We're probably 3-4 minutes away from the bus station. Where we're going to have lunch.
You're going to buy everybody lunch, right?
The P1s, Jake.
Eso es pay uno.
Free burger.
How are things going? Give us your situation report.
Well, we got caught in a big traffic snarl.
I saw that.
It was ugly, to say the least, and 100% someone died.
Whoa.
We passed the crash, and it was an 18-wheeler with its cab completely disconnected from the trailer and flipped upside down. It's kind of rad.
That is, quote, kind of rad.
Sucks to be you, bro.
Yeah. We got out of that, though, and we're okay. It's 58 degrees here in sunny El Paso. You know what El Paso stands for?
What's that?
I don't know. I'm asking.
The something. Looks like you're over halfway.
Yeah, I think so.
What's your ETA? How much did that accident set you back?
It set us back an hour, no doubt. So probably 10 o'clock or something tonight. I can't remember what time I was supposed to get into Phoenix, but instead of 9, 10 or something like that. Whatever, man.
So you're right on the edge of the panhandle.
No.
Oh, that's not the panhandle?
No, I'm not on the edge of the panhandle, Dan.
Oh, it's like the handle of a pan.
No.
So your panhandle is on the top. That doesn't make any sense.
But we're going to go have a nice lunch with some drinks.
Okay.
All right. Has anything been consumed thus far?
No. Okay. Just water.
Gummy?
No, we've just had... No. No. We've remained sober for this portion of the trip. Just in case I had to kick some ass or something. I wanted to be, like, straight edge.
How would you rate the driver?
The driver's been good, except we almost died a few minutes ago. Other than that, it's been fine.
Would you ask if they would let you take a turn behind the wheel?
I would not in a million years ask to drive this bus, unless it was an emergency and I had to keep it below 55 miles an hour. Then I would do that for sure. Oh, wow. Look at El Paso. It's nice.
What's the most consecutive sleep you've had?
Probably 45 minutes to an hour, which has been accomplished twice to three times. I do not know exactly. Oh, there's the El Paso Museum of Art.
Did you bring a sleep mask or anything?
I just put my hat over my head, kind of.
And that special blanket you got last night.
My tennis blanket?
He did have his tennis blanket, but he also asked the guy.
Oh, that blanket. Yeah. I didn't ask. He provided. He was like, do you want a blanket?
VIP Davidson.
Did you check it for smallpox?
This is not...
He's not Squanto.
32. Hey, there was a restaurant back around the corner. That could be good.
So you have an hour layover.
Listen, here.
Those of you going to continue on this bus, you're going to be here for about an hour. The bus is going to be serviced. So everybody has to get off here. Make sure you have your tickets and your reboarding passes with you. Because going to change drivers here. Your next driver might want to scan your tickets again before you get back on the bus. So use the same reboarding pass the other driver gave you. If you don't have one, get one from me as you exit the bus. Make sure you get one. But the reboarding number, I believe, is 453. Use the same reboarding pass. You can leave your stuff on the bus. You don't have to take them with you. Leave your stuff on the bus. But you're going to use the same
Sebastian from Little Mermaid.
Concerning the AC, there's nothing wrong with it. It's,
thank you, Ty.
Because the 4 or 5 days have been really cold.
Okay, you getting all that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got it.
Anyhow.
Got to get off the bus.
Under the
you have to take
seat.
All your stuff off?
He says you can leave it on the bus.
Okay, so you get your same seat.
Why don't you stay in your home, Eddie?
Do you think he grew up in McKinney?
Note to Jake and Dan, I will not be leaving my stuff on the bus.
Okay, yeah, fair. Yeah.
Listen to me. You don't want Stumpy getting it.
Here it is. Under the seat.
You got to leave any of your stuff on the bus. Hey, why don't you put somebody else on? Let's talk to one of your fellow passenger mates.
Okay, well, everybody is literally getting off right now. So
okay, that seems like a perfect opportunity.
Yeah, hang on here.
Put Stumpy on.
Put the chick on.
Okay, actually, you know what, Cletus?
Oh, not Cletus.
That's Jake and Dan. Hello, Jake and Dan.
Cletus, P1 Cletus.
Yes, sir.
Emails us his birthday every year, and Corby never believes you're real. Because your name is Cletus.
I had spent about an hour and a half explaining to him how real I am and how much fun it is being named Cletus, especially about sixth grade.
So what kind of life is Cletus leading that you would take part in something that others would consider a bet payoff? This is something we all didn't want to do, and there you are, on the bus.
It's the fact of the matter is, I had the PTO to burn, and a good excuse to do a road trip, a day trip road trip with my brother-in-law. So he and I have never done anything like this.
Okay.
Sister pitched the idea. We talked ourselves into it. That simple.
Sister, huh? Oh, wait. You're not a coworker.
No, I'm not.
I can't do that to you.
Nope.
All right. Hey, hand the phone to a random bus guy.
A random
hand it to the driver.
Guy.
Yeah, hand it to the driver.
Oh, let's see. Okay, hold on. That's
come on, Cletus.
Oh, hold on. Here's our random bus guy.
No, not driver. Your brother-in-law, the driver.
You want to talk to his boss? This guy's boss? Here's his boss. The guy who bought all the burritos.
The driver. Give us the driver, Cletus.
Hello?
Hello, sir.
What's up with you?
Not a lot. What you got?
Not much, bro. One, thank you.
My name's Jake. This is my friend Dan. What's your name?
This is Emmanuel. You know who I am. This is Emmanuel.
Well, I guess I do know now. Where are you from, Emmanuel?
From South Carolina.
What part?
By Charleston. King
okay.
Street.
Are you related to Cletus?
Cletus was last name.
The man who handed you the phone. That's not important. Where are you headed? What's your final destination?
Los Angeles.
Okay. What takes you out there?
I'm chasing my dream, sir. Long waited.
What is your dream?
I act a model. Just
nice.
Everything. Really.
Nice.
Thumbs up.
Yes, I got one. If you have one. Appreciate talking to you.
Oh, we're done?
Oh. Wait, actually, Emmanuel.
What's up?
We're on the radio in Dallas, Texas right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you got any shout-outs for people in Dallas?
Yeah. Tell everybody to look up Young Vibe VMG on YouTube. And shout-out to everybody in South Carolina and the south of Florida.
Wait, everybody in South Carolina?
All of them.
Certainly you have some enemies.
Yeah, shout-out to them, too.
Yeah, right? Keep them close.
Yeah, real cool.
Hey, have you gone on a bombing run in that bus yet, Emmanuel?
A bombing run?
Yeah. You know, number two.
Nah, nothing on bus ride, nothing on the bus.
Not on the bus?
Has anyone?
Nah. Yeah, a couple of them. I had to go through it.
What do you think of the guy that got you guys free burritos?
Oh, that was a blessing.
Nice.
He's a hippie.
Say you're a hippie. You're right beside me.
Super Bowl pick.
Super Bowl pick. I haven't been watching football this year.
Oh, you haven't?
I respect a man who just doesn't step out and say, I've got a pick, even if he hasn't been watching. He just tells you, you know, I haven't been watching.
What's your sport? What's your favorite sport?
Basketball.
Who do you like?
Right now, I like Orlando.
Okay, up and coming.
Yeah, they're young.
Should the Mavericks trade for Kyrie?
Nah.
Why?
Would you like to see Kyrie and LeBron reunited?
You said the Mavericks?
Yeah.
Nah, wherever Bronny go, Bronny, LeBron gone, so it really don't matter.
Right. What do you think of Luka?
Oh, Luka, Larry Bird right now.
He is, man.
He is.
He's the best.
Same shot and all. Same jump shot and all.
He's white, too.
I don't know if you knew that, Emmanuel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really call European. Same thing, though.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Emmanuel, it's been a pleasure. We wish you the best.
And tell everybody to look up Young Vibe VMG on YouTube.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Weiner?
Y-O-U-N-G.
Go ahead. Young what? Spell the whole thing.
Y-O-U-N-G-V-I-B-V-M-G. All one word.
All right.
Let's do it. All right. Can you hand the phone back to our hippie friend?
Gotcha.
All right. Thanks. See you, Emmanuel.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
You have better chemistry than Joe and Troy.
Did you look that up? Has anyone looked that up?
Oh, yeah.
What do we got?
Oh, good. You met one of my friends.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Young Vibe VMG?
There's some music on here.
Let's get him some follows.
How about it?
Yeah. All right. Hey, they're gonna walk us to lunch. We just, two P1s just showed up from El Paso that met the bus.
You have to have lunch with Young Vibe.
Yeah, I don't know, Dan.
Get Young Vibe lunch.
He just found out.
Get Young Vibe.
He's just found out.
Yeah, he's into Luka. He loves the Mavs.
He loves the Magic.
He loves the Magic.
Right now.
Weird.
Go talk Paolo Banchero with him.
Yeah, we've, reboarding? Oh, I got one. Oh, I got VIP. I got VIP on this bitch.
Are you back? Are you going to be back with us on Why Today Doesn't Suck?
I'll tell you what. Just want to get this out there right now, Dan, Jake. This bus has changed me.
Okay.
I'm hard now.
Well, fantastic. Go have a couple pops and we'll talk to you in an hour.
What time is it?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, what is time anyway?
Yeah, man.
Circle.
Yeah, man.
All right, I'm going to go hang out with Young Vibe. I'll see you.
All right, there you go. Young Vibe, VMG.
We're going to talk Franz Wagner.
Well, they arrested a couple people on the monkey thing, but it doesn't matter.
Couple?